This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Desperate shortages of essentials in Gaza have left the enclave's most vulnerable individuals struggling to fend for themselves amid stifling heat, heavy fighting, disease spread, and a breakdown in law and order. That's the latest assessment of the dire situation in Gaza from the UN Aid Coordination Office, OCHA, and the UN World Food Programme, WFP. They expressed deep concerns for all those in Gaza, and particularly for those in the south, who are now crammed into a narrow area along the beach in the burning summer heat and facing a public health and protection disaster. Active conflict and lawlessness have made it near impossible for aid teams to meet soaring needs, the UN humanitarian said, with ground incursions and heavy fighting reported in Beit Hanoun, south of Gaza City, eastern Deir al-Balah, northeastern Khan Yunis, and central and southern Rafah. Among the alarming shortages facing Gazans, OCHA highlighted the lack of milk and formula for babies, along with nutritional supplements for children, pregnant and breastfeeding women. It said that despite visible signs of wasting among children, no nutrition screenings have been conducted to assess the scale of malnutrition and treat identified cases due to limited capacity. OCHA also reported that emergency deliveries continue to take place in tents with no medical support at some displacement sites that are operating only a few hours a day without an adequate supply of medicines. As Sudan's rival militaries continue to clash in North Darfur's El Fasher city and elsewhere, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, appealed for greater global support for the more than 9 million people uprooted there since violence erupted more than a year ago. Over 700,000 people have now fled into South Sudan, and it's from there that the UNHCR chief, Filippo Grandi, issued an appeal to coincide with World Refugee Day, marked on the 20th of June.
I'm here during the week of World Refugee Day to say, don't forget the refugees from Sudan. Don't forget the neighboring countries, Chad, Central African Republic, South Sudan, Ethiopia, Egypt, that are all generously receiving people, but that are facing challenges of their own. Here in South Sudan, a country that has seen two civil wars in 10 years and which is still emerging from this conflict, this crisis, this arrival of hundreds of thousands of returnees could be very destabilizing.
A significant number of those affected by the war in Sudan are Eritrean refugees. Their plight was highlighted in the Human Rights Council on Thursday by independent rights expert and special rapporteur on Eritrea, Mohamed Babeker. He told member states that the conflict in Sudan had caused internal displacement as well as onwards displacement of Eritrean refugees and asylum seekers. The special rapporteur also noted that Eritrean refugees and migrant women and girls have been subjected to grave violations in Khartoum and in areas controlled by Sudan's rapid support forces, including sexual violence, kidnapping, domestic servitude, and sexual slavery. Worldwide, more than 120 million people have been forced from their homes, including 43.5 million who fled across national borders, the UN Secretary-General said in his message for World Refugee Day. Finance for critical international projects, that's known as foreign direct investment or FDI, declined by 2% in 2023, totaling $1.3 trillion amid increasing trade and geopolitical tensions and concerns over greenwashing, according to the UN Trade and Development Agency, UNCTAD. FDI is crucial for funding infrastructure and public services such as power and renewable energy, but UNCTAD said that tight financing conditions in 2023 led to a 25% drop in the number of FDI deals. This triggered a 10% slowdown in investment in sectors linked to the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs, most notably in agri-food systems, water and sanitation. These sectors registered fewer internationally financed projects in 2023 than in 2015. That was when all countries signed up to the SDGs and agreed to deliver on them by 2030. Developing countries have been hit hardest, according to UNCTAD, which noted only marginal growth in sustainable bonds last year and a 60% drop in financing for funds supporting them. UNCTAD also warned that investment in the sustainability sector has been increasingly affected by concerns about misleading claims and greenwashing, which in turn has led to calls for more checks and balances to reassure investors. Daniel Johnson, UN News.